is a Bramble Jam podcast.
One.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Mysteries.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Mysteries.
I'm Dan, and existence is futile. I despise the movies as well. This is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Yeah, boy.
We're crushing it.
If it looks like I just woke up from a nap, it's because I just watched Redemption in Cherry Springs.
The Ambien.
Somebody slipped me an Ambien. I feel like I'm at a church lock-in right now.
Holy smokes.
It's absurd.
Man, guys, we found out.
We
found out Movies and Mysteries, new movie every Sunday night.
And we said, let's make the old switcheroo.
No Christmas classic.
And I got to be honest with you, one in, that seems like a mistake.
Ooh.
A
grievous error.
Ooh.
What do I do for a Magic Santa right about now?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Tell me about it.
A story to be told, maybe. And you go out and you find a guy in the cabin, and you ask him some questions and give him to bring back the Christmas tree.
Oh, we already did that movie.
Oh, man. Which way I would do it again?
Let's do it again.
I would.
How about this movie instead? Cherry Springs, baby.
Redemption in Cherry Springs.
You know the one.
What is the best either A, redemption story, or B, story about cherries? Bonus points if you can combine the two things.
It's Dan? Definitely George Washington chopping down the cherry tree, and he said he couldn't tell a lie, and he was redeemed. Redemption cherry.
I'm getting where that's incorrect.
Wow. My grandma's name was Redemption. She made a cherry pie.
Her name is Redemption.
Yep,
Redemption. Redemption Pandolf.
On my other dad's side. But my mom's side.
I don't have time for this.
You know what I mean?
Other dad?
My other family side. Redemption.
Your mom's side.
What do you mean your other family side?
I couldn't think of the word, man. Lay off me.
Mother dad.
Shove off, man.
Shove off, dude.
So we're excited about this.
Oh, yeah. Big money, no whammies. Let's go.
Redemption in Cherry Springs. I will give either of you.
you can give me all the money in the world.
I will give you 2 dozen gift certificates to the Noodle Emporium.
What?
Whoa.
Why not just one big gift certificate?
two good-sized ones.
You're giving me 24 gift cards. Just give me one big one.
They cap out at $5 a piece. They can't do bigger with their POS. They can't ring it up. It caps
POS
out.
Situation.
It caps out at $5. So you're getting 24 times 5, whatever that number is.
Yeah, it's $120.
$120 to the Noodle Emporium, which will not really put a dent in things. But if you can tell me the name of the movie next week on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Cheer Up, Ron Burgundy. I know it's got Tom Everett Scott in it.
I think you're looking for Rise and Shine Benedict Stone, and that's not next week.
No.
Come Home, Anna June?
No, it is Finding Love in Mountain View.
Oh, baby.
Panda was closer.
Yes, I was.
I don't know.
I get the Noodle Emporium, all 24 gift cards.
Cheer Up, Ron Burgundy was pretty close.
Yes, yeah. But he said June, which kind of rhymes with view, so that's why I gave it to him.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So. Interesting.
Guys, I did get an email from Teresa down the street.
Yep.
I
know the one.
Teresa said she's really excited about Bramblefest, wants to know if it's still happening.
That is the word on the street, Teresa.
Great. In History of History coming back?
History of History live.
One night only.
One night only, yeah, that green.
Belt
on the line.
I never agreed to that.
Yeah, I'm the one that makes
the rules. Commissioner.
Is on the line.
I don't know what a belt is.
We will find the belt, and it will be on the line.
It's not in there.
That's a different
concept. It's not in the slides.
You're going to find that belt. That belt's one of a kind. I engraved unique. It.
Did?
With a sticker and a Sharpie. But I did. History of Story. Yo, gavel, gavel. Take the day off. Watching a movie all together. Going to Fitzy's for a bit. Doing a Deck the Hallmark. It's a whole thing.
Very excited. You guys ready to dive into this thing?
Yeah.
Redemption at Cherry Springs originally.
Your boy, Tony. Tony Patella. We couldn't think of an Italian last name, so we just said kneecap. Tony Patella. Literally any other combination would do better. Fratella.
Spatella. Spatella.
Patella. Let's do that.
Nutella.
One. Writing a movie here. Hey.
Redemption at Cherry Springs originally September 12th.
Frankie Femur's going to come after you.
It went a little something like this. Melanie was a hotshot investigative journalist from Boston. Get your car, get your chowder, and read Melanie's car articles. Who returns home to the small town.
You dropped it for articles, which is weird. Get your car, read Melanie's car articles.
She comes home to the small town of Cherry Springs. You guys have both been there.
Dude.
Best weekend of my life.
The Cherry Springs donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, we did the challenge.
Die for.
Unbelievable.
72 donuts.
72 donuts covered in the sausage, Mama K's.
Mama K's.
Sausage gravy.
Yeah, and
you get 2 hours, two of you to eat the whole thing.
Yep.
We ate every last bit of it.
Yep.
And, dude, I got to tell you, Noodle Emporium, those gift cards never tasted so good.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Wait, you got...
No, they give you... It's really wild. To Mama K's.
Well, now I see why you didn't care.
That's right. But they gave us one big gift card. There was no POS problem.
What? Yeah. How'd they get around the system?
I don't know. I don't know how they did it.
He's talking the size of the gift card itself.
It was so big.
It was huge. $5 on it.
The chip was bigger than just a card.
You couldn't even swipe it.
They got gift cards with the chip in it. But they can't get more than $5 on.
Don't know what to
tell you. System is what it is.
It's
a real POS.
Her friend Tony
system.
Goes missing. That's bad.
Tony.
Melanie starts to investigate
it. Tony Patella.
And obviously teams up with Detective Jake Collins.
Oh, that's
turns out Jake. Tony had pancreatic cancer and was up to some shady doings from what I gather. And then they find him dead, tossed in the water. Kind of. She starts to get closer to the case from what I gather. And someone cut her brakes.
She almost sits a guy on a bike.
Almost does.
We're going to figure out what that's about by the end.
Turns out his coworker was responsible for the whole thing, I think. And she, what?
Okay, keep going.
That's the best I gathered.
This is the whole synopsis?
Then she decides she's going to stay in town and she's going to write a book. And everyone's excited about that. And that, my friends, was
Redemption in Cherry Springs.
Our weekend story of our weekend in Cherry Springs was longer than your synopsis.
Did I miss anything?
No. Airtight.
The problem is I can't correct it because I don't know. There's not a world
where I could tell you any differently.
Holy smokes.
Woof.
We'll break this movie down with 4 segments.
I guess.
I have to take this quick break here. I'd like to all. Noodles.
Hi. Have you ever heard of emporiums?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
So that ad. So they start their ad with, "Have you ever heard of emporiums?"
Would you think they
they want to soften that blow a little bit for when you hear that it's just a noodle emporium.
They don't lead with noodles.
No, have you ever been?
They want
think of the worst possible emporium you could have. Well, then it's worse. It's noodles.
How many people are hooked
to be
by?
Fair, I think that's more exciting.
If somebody said, "Have you ever heard of emporiums?" My ears are gonna. My rabbit ears coming up. Oh,
really?
What emporiums? Tell me more.
And then they followed up noodle.
And I'm like, all right, never mind. Yeah,
but that sounds like it's just a collection. It's a real hodgepodge.
I was assuming it was a restaurant, but instead of like bringing out like the case of all the different cuts of beef they have, they bring out all the different noodles.
I'm in on that restaurant.
And you choose the noodle you want.
Hey, everybody, my name's Cleaver down at the Noodle Emporium. I'm with my good friends, Todd and Raybold.
Hey!
Todd, Raybold, how are you?
I pledge allegiance to the lamb.
Now, I got to ask you. The Noodle Emporium. Mm. Are you in or are you out?
I'm all in, Kev.
Do you have linguine?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What else?
Fettuccine?
Yeah.
How's that tortellini treating you?
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be an emporium.
Do you have the, are they hand made?
Yes, they are hand made. But I do ask, I have one request for both of y'all and anybody listening here. If you're going to come in and get a gift card, we are currently running Windows 97 POS.
You got the big ones though?
Big boy, yes, with big the chip. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But
I'm coming for you, big
but,
chip.
But $5 max. Okay.
So, let me tell
what was it?
What
was
happened?
It a commercial? Was it a weird radio show where the owner interviewed two randos?
We literally took one of our worst bit ideas ever and made a rushing nesting dolls where you started with, here's a $5 gift card, a bunch of them, two dozen. And then we said we were in Cherry Springs and we got more gift cards. And then we did an ad and then we did another ad. I don't know what has happened in this episode. If you're listening, just turn it off. Just turn it off and wait till the next one. It's just take a mulligan. A quick mulligan for all of us. We tried to watch the movie. It was unbearable. I feel like I'm being held awake against my will right now.
Are we doing hot
Panda sat on the floor and slapped himself to try to keep him awake.
Hey, guys, I don't know how to express myself. This is the most boring mystery I've ever seen in my entire life.
Except for the hot take, I'm going to start my good friend Panda.
It's so boring.
No more noodle emporium bits?
Okay. I don't know what more you want. Like, this movie is not good. It's not. It takes them forever to get to a mystery.
Oh my
And then
gosh.
When they finally get to it, the payoff is not there. It's just not there. It is a boring movie.
Payoff's an IOU, man.
Oh my gosh. Just, I need my money. I wish I could get my money back for the time I've just spent. Like, but I'm dying inside having seen this movie, and it's terrible. And it doesn't get better. And the dialogue, everything is just it's nonsensical at times. It's a bad movie. Move along.
When all you have to keep is strong.
Redemption at Cherry Springs.
You heard the synopsis.
There's nothing redeeming about this one, and that's a shame. Because I started off, and I'm trying. I'm in. I'm like, yes, okay, this isn't a lot of talking. There's not much going on. And then by the end of it, I am just underwater. I've eaten so many cheese balls. It's late. Things are getting away from me quickly. I'm doing like Pennywise bits. I'm just trying. I'm trying to do things. And none of it's working. Mm. And so, unfortunately, no. I just want to say, this movie managed, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Right now, I'm more annoyed by it. But the one thing that I was like, I can't wait until I find out who cut her brakes. No, that we don't get that piece of information. And I know it's
still a creepy van.
They're going to try to bring us in for a movie two, but
good luck. Man, I would rather just jump on a bed of thumbtacks. I can't imagine watching movie two. I can't imagine it.
It's so bad.
This movie lulls you into a sense of despair, unlike anything I've ever seen. The first 20 minutes, I just, oh my goodness. It was just like a wallop of melatonin. Oh. There's nothing you could do to stay with it. There's nothing. It wasn't an overwhelming number of details like most mystery movies. It was just there. And the small talk, there are so many lines in this movie that are just not anywhere near the realm of important and don't build characters. And you just get lost in a sea of like, is the smoothie place in the same building as the boxing workout gym? Yeah, I think they're next door. They just spray painted the walls. Like nothing looks like they took any time to make it right. And the two leads, I think, could be fine in a movie that just cared for half a second. This felt like a bunch of deleted scenes from other movies.
Yeah,
I was Man, it was everything I had to keep my eyes open. The marathon was easier. The marathon was easier. Yeah. I don't know if this movie is as actively bad as some movies we've seen. And it wasn't. I think Roadhouse Romance was more actively bad. But from a on a boring scale, just 100 out of 10. It was as boring as you could possibly get.
Unreal.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
Yeah.
I just feel like they introduce random stuff like drugs in the mufflers. I get like it's just
Tony Patella's wife. Do you know how they introduce her? She walks behind a main character and tries to fist bump a girl unsuccessfully. That's how they introduce the character.
That's bad.
I just Tony.
Yeah. Mm. Let's get to all the feels.
So many feels. You,
it's the talk about what in this movie gave us feels. Panda.
Yeah, so when he had busted out those big scissors to cut that rope, what do you call those? Ribbon, yeah. That was, man, I want a pair of big scissors. I mentioned it when we were talking about it, and I stand by that.
That was the highlight of the film.
I mentioned it. I said I want the big scissors.
No, I said I
want. I said I want big scissors. You agreed with me.
I'm pretty sure Brand said it, and then you corroborated that.
Oh, yeah, well,
and I said you guys are dumb. But but
we're not done because you can cut more things.
Whatever. At this point, I'm just willing to concede the point.
You can cut more things. And then Dan said you can't cut more things. You can cut things that usually you can't cut.
And then he said, bigger objects can't, they're harder to be sharp.
They're harder to be sharp. He just said that line as if he has ever tried. Bigger objects are harder to keep sharp is what Dan said.
It's real easy to sharpen a pair of scissors. If your scissors are 8 feet long, it will take longer to sharpen them.
But you can do it.
Yeah, but it's harder because it takes longer.
You said it's harder to keep sharp.
Because it takes longer to sharpen. I specifically said that.
When do sharpeners get sharpened?
When do sharpeners get sharpened?
When do little scissors get sharpened?
Whenever you have a sharp, you can buy a sharpener.
No one ever does, because you don't have to.
But my point
with
was
the big boys, longer.
You would with a big boy.
And actually, I would say you don't have this to because with the big boys, you could sharpen on a rock.
A rock.
And you could kind of go like this. And it would go just like get this.
And before long, that bad boy, it can cut through. It could cut through glass.
Deckthehallmark.com/vote. This is a perfect time to bring this back up.
Please.
Our big scissors. What's the question? what should the question be?
Big scissors, yes or no?
Big scissors, yes or no?
I think it's a yes from all three of us, by the way.
I just think it's a yes.
Don't try to get in the corner of big scissors. Like, you've been over there all night long.
There with your small scissor bit.
I would concede the point, and also that big scissors are cool.
All right. This is modified question. This is question two.
Okay.
Big scissors sharp, yes or no?
That's a terrible question.
No, I think really it bad checks question. Out.
Just when people ask me, like, what do you
they're
mean?
Not,
what,
yeah, there's, what do you just, mean? There's no way.
Like, I think can you get them sharp? What's the question?
This is the episode, sharp. Guys. This is the one right here.
My feels is similar because it does involve cutting things. When he cut open that
the back seat
of the car seat and there was money in it, I've never needed to hide something. But if I did, that's pretty cool.
That's a great idea.
To hide something inside the stitching of your who's expecting that?
Well, probably the FDA at this point or other drug and federal.
I don't think people. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, searches for cash in cars.
Who are the people? Who are the people searching?
I think we have 10 to 12 large sirloins. Missing. I think you took the sirloin, and I'm going to prove it, sir. Hand me my big scissors.
Should we approve this vaccine? I can't now, Daryl. There's money in a car somewhere. You're a moron.
Who's the people searching for drugs?
Probably SLED. Or
Yeah.
FDA, you're killing
you.
It right
you
now.
Guys have to admit though that SLED has the most fun name.
That's right.
In all of law enforcement,
SLED check.
I love it.
Dan?
DEA, maybe?
Drug, yeah, that's who I was thinking. The DEA.
Enforcement agency?
Yeah, DEA is who I was thinking. Yeah,
the FDA, on the other hand.
The FDA, no, they wouldn't. They're more concerned
I rate
about.
This GTOA. I think that's DEAC, actually. There's no feels aside from this whole acronym bit we just did. Lots of feels to be had there.
I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back.
You're going to take a quick break?
Gonna,
what are we going to do?
You guys can do whatever
is
you want.
Is there any
to.
More noodle ads coming up?
We'll find out here in Dick Dillon. A lot of people have asked me since our last radio ad program, what was it? They were unsure of what we did. So I brought my good friends back, Todd and Rabel.
Hey, thank you for giving to the Lord.
I understand that you all are also confused.
So confused.
Okay. What I'm trying to get across is that even to how I say knuckleheads can enjoy the Noodle Emporium.
Who are you calling a knucklehead? Todd's a knucklehead.
I thought you said linguine.
Yep.
Tortellini?
Yep.
Okay.
I told you I was in before and I didn't get a single noodle.
Where do I sign?
Come on down to Noodle Emporium. Ba-da-da-ba-da-da.
Is that guy doing the song? Like, you know what I
think
mean?
He
like,
is. I think
it,
he is.
Like on video, when it plays out, is he doing it with his mouth?
Yes,
there's
he
not,
is.
There's not
yes.
like a banjo.
It's okay. Just his lips. It's
this
his,
is, if you are not here for the bits, guys, I got news for
boy,
you.
Oh, boy. We got
Skip Redemption and Cherry Springs.
Hey, it's time for the Wait What? A Spurs show. We talk about what in this movie made us go, wait, what? I'm going to start with my good friend, pal.
How about that prison? Where's that bad boy at?
You see this prison?
You see that? Yeah. That prison's wild, am I right? Because it looks like it's either in space. Or not.
They got a laser tag.
It could be a laser
tag. Prison laser tag.
Prison laser tag. I don't know. Like, yeah. That's it. The rest of it, airtight.
I want to speak to the writer of this movie.
Oh, no.
I would just say don't use this phrase. You do a lot of late nights and not expect me to bring it up. Don't use doo-doo.
You doo-doo a lot.
In a script and not expect me to laugh. Don't doo-doo. Don't doo-doo the doo-doo, doo-doo is what I'm trying to say. There was just a lot with the guy who ended up being the bad guy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain this person, this human, but the character was a mix between Beck Bennett of SNL, which is, if you get it, you get it, and Pennywise the Clown.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was Beck Bennett doing Pennywise the Clown.
Yeah, but without the makeup.
Without the makeup. At the end of this movie, he's doing a full, like, I don't know what you want from me, Georgie. Like I hit things. Mufflers. I don't know. Come down here, you'll float. I don't know what he was doing. I loved every second of it, but I was also confused. That's all for me.
At the beginning of this movie, Dan, who's building a new like facility to work out in or something.
It's a big week for Dan's.
Big week for Dan's.
Big week for
He
Dan's.
Says this sentence, after your workout or Pilates, you can enjoy a run around the track. Dan, after you work out is not the time to suggest people to go on a run. I just don't know why you would do it. After I work out, I don't want to go on a run. It's a bad idea. They find Tony.
Tony.
They find Tony Patella's body on the rocks, and they said somebody dumped it in the river. Where his body is positioned on those rocks, there is no world where it was in the river first. There's just no world.
This Unless, is what happened, like, right?
One, monster.
Two,
three. Oh, no.
And then we're just leave it there?
Do we just leave it there? I think it's good. Yeah. They won't notice it.
Unless the sea like has like a Lady of the Lake or something in it. It's like, here you go. Like there's no world where the body.
Who's the Lady of the Lake?
It's actually the Strawberry Family. Neither here nor there.
There you go.
Say no more. There's a guy that meets with the girl. He's a kid. I don't know much about him. I think he works at the garage. He's eating pancakes and french fries together. And boy, carbo load much?
That's a combo.
Like no meat or protein for me. Can I go carb? Can I go french fry pancake combo? They are eating at a restaurant.
I will have put fries as sides when you don't think that they should be, though.
Oh, I will too. Like, I'll always be like, can you throw some fries?
Give me some fries.
But pancakes? You ever done pancakes and fries?
That's bold.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have.
Dan and the lead girl and her best friend are eating at a restaurant. And there's like an ocean or something in the background. It looks like very nice. There's tablecloths at this restaurant. And what Dan is like, hey, key lime pie. What goes great with mussels is key lime pie. Gotta have key lime pie. What a cheat day, blah, blah, blah. And the girl is like, yeah. And then the lead girl's like, oh, too much for me. And they then proceed to stand up and walk away to go get the key lime pie, which can only mean that the key lime pie is sitting under a lamp like they're at S&S Cafeteria or like a fancy Ryan's.
Yeah.
And I, for the life of me, was befuddled by this action. We got to make these two get away so she can clone the phone. What if they have to go and get their own key lime pie? I didn't know what was happening there at all. And that is all I've got.
It's time for the What the Hallmark, where we wonder what could have been. What would maybe happen that would give some clarification to the questions that we have.
I mean, we are at 27 minutes. What percent bits? 60?
Not enough.
Not enough. Man, that's bold.
There was somebody in the group that asked if there was going to be a Here for the Bits at Bramblefest.
You're Here for the Bits. It's happening right now.
It's right now, guys.
Here for the Bits is a special program. It doesn't happen often.
No.
But when it does, for the Bramble Jam Plus subscribers, it's magic. Panda.
So this is the one that Hallmark's picking to be a like serial killer or somebody, a long drawn out plot point that continues.
Yeah.
This is the one, huh?
Yep. they finally pulled the trigger.
This is the one they decided to pull the trigger on. Cool. What's up with that van? I'd like to know more.
There's a smoothie place.
Oh,
called,
yeah, this is mine.
Called Smoothie Criminal.
Smoothie Criminal. Come on.
And I just want to know, is this a clever boy? Is this like a smooth criminal? We're going to call it Smoothie Criminal? Or what else could it
end up? Berries. It's a protein. Wait.
You're going to put some peanut butter.
Some nanners.
What's a protein?
Hey.
It's whey.
Okay, I like that.
Come on now. Get it right.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smoothie criminal.
Berry, are you okay?
The drinks have, never mind. The drinks have dumb names because that's what we do at these places. They always have dumb names. They always have dumb names. Like Halo Hopolis. Like, what am I supposed to do? Halo Hopolis. It's the one with the berries. What's up with the Smoothie Criminal?
At least we got that bit in there. Right at the end. Smoothie Criminal was mine as well. We already did the song and everything. So I'm good. You good? Good, good?
I'm good.
I will just say this. You've been struck by a smoothie criminal.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Before we go, we do have one more bit to get out of the way, and it is the Double Decker of the Week. It's where Panda does a deep dive into one of the lives of one of the Double Deckers that have signed up for Bramble Jam Plus. Who do we have today, Dan?
Poor soul.
Who?
Some poor soul has this episode as their episode. Oh my gosh, it's Sarah Kirkolas too.
Oh, yes,
Sarah. 249.
Let me tell you, Sarah's top notch all the way around. All the notches, she's the very top of them. And she's come up with, you know how it's hard to make a decision sometimes?
Nope.
Well, for some of us indecisive folks, we need a little bit of help. And so she came up with something called Up to Bat.
Up to Bat.
Up to Bat.
Okay.
And so what she has is she's trained a bat to fly to either yes or no. And it's just, it's great. It's really helpful.
The name isn't nearly as much of a pun because like nobody says up to bat really. Yeah. But I love the idea.
That's it.
So what do you mean when you say train?
She could easily have a magic eight ball, but instead when you say train, that's gotta be loose, right? She cuts that bat loose. And it flies one way or the other.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it depend on which way the light is or where it's not, maybe?
She does a strobe light effect, so it randomizes it.
Dear gracious. She cuts a bat loose with a strobe light? She's just torturing animals.
Well, the bat's a good sport. But I'll say that.
The bat's a good sport.
Yeah. I don't know what more you want. It's a nice bat. I want you
to treat the bat. The FDA's fine with it.
The FDA
said it's all on the up and up.
So is SLED and DEA. Yeah, right. All of them.
HIPAA, all of them.
Yep.
Man, I love that. Yeah, I love that.
She's great. Top notch.
We did it, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with Wink Calls the Heart.
It's a good
Until
stuff.
Then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
The Homeworks of Bama Jam podcast is presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.